Hello, we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin in California.
And I'm Sam, back in Spokane.
Aww.
Back in Spokane for Sam. But, you know, it's cool. Starting my senior year.
Woo-woo, same.
Yep, so, you know, it's all good in the neighborhood. We're good.
We're good. We're all good. But there's no deal if you...
Again.
Oh, some pattern.
Oh my gosh. So ridiculous. But, you
we
know...
We try.
Whatever. It's more fun with us anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Take that or deal.
That. All right. Well, we unfortunately have been slacking on recording department. We thoroughly apologize for that, just straight off the bat. I just moved in about a week ago, and I know that's like no excuse. But hey, it happened. So yeah, I'm back, baby.
We are back.
We're back
in black.
I love that song.
So yeah, we even decided we wanted to try to post new videos every videos. Oh my gosh.
I was going to correct you, but I figured you'd figure it out on your own.
We're going to try to post new episodes every Monday is what kind of Sam and I decided. So we could record over the weekends and then post on Mondays. And Tuesdays would be our backup day. So if Mondays were too crazy, we would post on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't even happened yet.
Yep, we are so on top of things.
It is currently Wednesday.
Wednesday! And I just got back from class. See, the negatives of being a senior is like, yeah, not going to take as many classes, but they're at the most inopportune times.
Oh yeah, I totally understand that.
My life at the moment is awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to try from now on to stick with our posting schedule.
Yeah, I have a class that finishes at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, and that's what
I
call it.
In the evening?
P.M.
Why would you do that to yourself?
They're mandatory classes. I have to take them.
Oh, gosh.
I know. My life.
Okay, so that was a tangent.
Oh, another thing. Our Instagram is back.
Is back.
I finally remembered the password. So we're good. Guys, Woo! We're great. Morons Podcast. We're back. Morons Podcast on Instagram.
Yes!
On Twitter. Morons Who Try to Talk Good on Facebook.
Yeah, follow us. Send us messages. We love it.
Yeah. All right. So it's time to return back to the best segment in the world. Fangirl News!
Ah!
I loved it. It is so much fun.
Okay. Sam, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I'm going to start with the sad, unfortunately. Last week, comedian Gene Wilder died.
Oh, yeah.
I was thoroughly upset. I was a big fan of Gene Wilder's. I think everyone experienced their first Gene Wilder film being Willy Wonka. How could you forget that? And then, of course, as you grow up, you might start watching his other stuff. He did a lot of collaborations with Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, the producers. So I heard that a couple of, due to a large number of people requesting that those movies go back in theaters, Willy Wonka and Blazing Saddles were aired in a few AMC theaters, select ones around the country.
Cool.
So as a memorial to Gene Wilder, so... Yes, unfortunately that happened, but life is life. It's life.
Yeah, it was sad. Ew.
Apparently, the number of people that watched the song Pure Imagination on YouTube, like, skyrocketed.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Great song, though.
It is. So, moving on from... Less somber news. I got some Doctor Who news. Finally. Finally.
Hit me up. What's some Doctor Who news?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up. Okay, so... First of all, it was announced that the Doctor Who spinoff Class is going to be premiering in October? It's September, and we don't have a trailer or an official release date, which is, like, kind of weird, which makes me think that they're not happy with how it turned out, or it makes me think that it's not at all ready to be finished, and that's why we don't have a trailer or a release date. It's, like, it's just kind of weird. And the official synopsis, which is weird, because they've already released many a synopsis, but another one came out for class, basically saying that all of these alien creatures are invading Coal Hill School because there's a rift in time and space where the school is because of how many times the Doctor visited the school, which sounds exactly like the synopsis of what other Doctor Who spinoff?
The only Doctor Who spinoff?
Torchwood. It sounds a lot like Torchwood. That's where I was going with that. Sounds like Torchwood. Torchwood is, for those who don't know, was a Doctor Who spinoff during Russell T. Davies' Doctor Who era, which was 2005 to 2010. And it was a spinoff of Captain Jack Harkness, which is a beloved character during his era of the 9th and the 10th Doctor. And it's his spinoff show. Torchwood is this, like, secret organization that deals with alien invasions in Cardiff, Wales. And the whole premise of that show was, because the Doctor comes through Cardiff so many times, that there's a rift in time and space in Cardiff, and that's why all of these creatures are come through this rift in just in Cardiff, because there's a rift there. So basically, Coal Hill School is the same as Cardiff, which makes a lot of fans think that Torchwood will never ever come back. So there's a bit of a, there's been a bit of kind of arguments there on what does class, is class kind of a stab in the back to the Torchwood fans, saying like, Torchwood's never gonna come back, here's your replacement. Like, now Torchwood can never come back because the show's so similar, is what kind of a lot of fans are feeling like. So that's kind of the, yeah, so it's kind of interesting. I'm gonna watch class just because I'm very deprived of Doctor Who right now, and I watch anything that resembles it.
I feel like a drug addict.
Right?
He's just not getting the fix.
That Doctor Who. So, supposedly the Doctor is going to have an appearance in it too, so that'll be good. Real Doctor Who news now. So, Peter Capaldi made a statement to some fans when they were filming. They're filming currently episode 3, although now it looks like they're actually filming the Christmas special. But they were filming episode 3, which is written by Sarah Dollard, who wrote Face the Raven. And wrote, she wrote something else. No, Face the Raven. She wrote Face the Raven. Yeah. Which is an incredible episode. I know Sam hasn't seen it yet, but it's so good. And so she's writing that episode, and some fans asked him when Doctor Who would premiere, and he said April. So that means a lot of people are thinking it's going to be Saturday of Easter weekend. So, we might actually have a date for Doctor Who now.
Yay!
Also,
unless he's like pulling your leg because they're like under heavy contract.
Yeah, it's
becoming the new Moffat. You can't.
Trust God! Yeah, Moffat. Rule number one: don't the Moffat lies. Also, Mr. Nardal from the Christmas special, Husbands of River Song, is going to be a recurring character. I believe we talked about this in a previous episode, and it looks like he will be the main, like, companion-esque person in the Christmas special, because the new companion, Bill, won't be announced until the first episode won't be, like, her first episode isn't going to be till episode 1 of season 10, series 10, rather. And so it looks like, so she's not going to be in the Christmas special, but I would not be surprised if she shows up at the end, because it's Moffat. And so Nardal's going to be, like, the special, like, companion-esque person in the Christmas special. The one-episode kind of companion. That's what it looks like as of filming right now. So those are my Doctor Who updates.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. I had it written down. Wow, I'm the worst.
We're really professional today.
This isn't news, but let's just do this super quick. How's your Pokemon going?
Ooh, I'm on level 20. What level are you at?
I'm still at 19.
19? I've been on level 20 for a while.
I don't know. So many things have run away from me.
I was trying to catch a Pidgeotto, which I know aren't that special, but this one was a 900 CP, so I wanted it.
What?
And I could not catch it, so I gave up.
Oh, that would have been so cool if you caught it.
Right now, just to let our listeners know, my highest Pokemon is my Flareon, and it is a 1,223.
Ooh. Oh, I found my notes. Found my notes. They posted, I think it was yesterday, 100 days until Rogue One is released.
Cool.
Yeah, so a lot of people are still excited. I'm not gonna lie, the trailer did not woo me, so we'll just see what happens when it comes out. It's probably still gonna do amazingly well, because it's Star Wars, so...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Let's see, what else do I got? What else do I got? Ooh, Warcraft has a new thing coming out, another expansion thing that came out. I unfortunately have not been able to play for quite a while, because I'm a little bit busy. But it's super cool. I saw a lot of stuff for it all over Twitter, because, you know, Twitter, you know, our Twitter, at Warren's Podcast, as well as my own, at Sammy C. Taki. Come find me. But be nice, though. Ooh, Apple, this morning.
Oh, yes!
Some unveiling of some things, specifically...
iPhone 7.
The new Apple Watch and the iPhone 7.
What do we think? Apple, what do you think?
They announced that they're not doing a headphone jack.
I know.
I am so opposed to Bluetooth, just because I am very clumsy, and I don't know the range or how reliable it is if someone else can jump on. I don't know. I'm not thrilled by that. And if you look at the way the headphones look,
they're ugly. Dumb.
It's like the headphone things, but they just stop halfway through.
Yeah, it's basically, it's the headphones, except where the cord starts, there's just no cord. And I bike to school every day.
Looks so...
Like, I bike around campus and I bike to class, and I usually listen to podcasts while I do so. And
if
I can't.
One falls out.
I would fall out. That would for sure fall out of my ear while I was biking.
Gone.
Yeah, and those are probably very expensive.
Apple. So we'll see.
A lot of people were very underwhelmed by the Apple.
Well, yeah, the only thing that they're saying is the phone's probably going to be waterproof, but the thing is all these other phones have done that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be waterproof. Everyone's like, yeah, but we're already waterproof. Like, that's not a big wow. Their iPhone's going to be like that. I guess they also announced that they got a thing with Nintendo because they have Mario. I don't know. Apple, bruh, what you doing?
Yeah, and the iPhones look basically the same as the 6s, so it's like, except there's a second camera on the back, which seems a little bit unnecessary. So, I don't think I'll get a 7, at least not anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't really need one.
Yeah, I don't have an upgrade until July of next year.
And it's just going to be super expensive, so...
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I'll probably get the 6S at my next upgrade, or I don't know. It's a year from now.
Well, that's all we have for right now on news.
Yeah.
But let's move on to our main topic. I'm just going to start with... don't even say it. I'm just going to go with this. This is, according to Wikipedia, binge watching, also called binge viewing or marathon viewing, is the practice of watching television for a very long time span, usually a single TV show. In a survey conducted by Netflix in February of 2014... 73% of people defined binge-watching as, here we go, ready? Watching between 2 to 6 episodes of the same show in one sitting. Okay, 2 to 6? I can watch about 3 seasons in one sitting. But that's because I'm not normal. So, yeah, binge-watching. It's become the biggest thing. It's like Netflix and Hulu and all these, and Prime, all of them are, like, turning us into the biggest couch potatoes. But it's fun.
It is.
It's so much fun.
It is. And especially when shows come out like Stranger Things, and you're like, I need I need to watch it now, because, like, I did end up watching it, Sam. I finished it.
Yeah, I watched it all in one day. See,
I took two days, but I watched it kind of leisurely.
Oh, no. I couldn't stop. I could not stop.
It's really good.
Oh, so much fun. And then
because you feel like you need to know what people are talking about, especially when these new Netflix shows come out, that you're like, I need to sit and I need to watch this whole show so I don't get spoiled by the internet.
I know it's bad, but I mean the worst part about binging, I would say, a TV show is, well, one, you're not really interacting with a whole lot of people, which is an issue. Another thing that's wrong with sad about binging is, what if someone doesn't binge it and you run out and you're like, oh, I just binged this whole show, da 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 da, but no one else has, like, you totally blow it for everybody.
Yeah, and you say the ending. I can't believe they ended up with this person at the end. You're like, what?
Like worrying for spoilers is, like, the biggest thing for Game of Thrones.
I'm still not caught up. It's like, don't tell me.
Yeah, see, you guys are, like, hardcore protective of the stuff you do not know.
Although studies have shown, according to my media professor, that spoilers do not, reduce the enjoyment of watching a TV show. So even if you're spoiled of something happening while you watch it happen on the screen, you don't enjoy it any less than you did if you weren't spoiled. So, really, spoilers don't do anything.
Except, there are so many shows that... I mean, the other sad thing about binging is, like, if you finish it, it's done. Or if, like, you're binging a show, but it's on its mid-season break, or it's in the middle of its season, they won't post the season until
like, a year later.
Like, you know, I think it's, like, 2 weeks before. It's not just a year later. I think it has to do with, like, when it's released on DVD, and then when they all can also pick it up then as well. So, I mean... that totally sucks. One of my friends binged all of what they had of Supernatural. There, and I think they had at least 10 seasons, and she was just sitting there waiting.
CW takes forever to put their shows on Netflix. They do it like the CW puts their shows on Netflix the day they premiere, the day the newest season premieres on CW. So you gotta watch the whole previous season the day it comes out, like, in order to get caught up. That's how I got really behind on Arrow, because I watched all that was on Netflix, and the most recent season wasn't on yet, and it wasn't until October that it was on, and I had way too much stuff due, and, like, essays and stuff, so I didn't get to watch it for, like, a while, and it took me a while to finish the season, and by that point, I was too far into the show to be caught up. So now I have to wait.
Another thing about binging is some shows are exclusive to their streaming channels. So you can't watch Stranger Things on Prime because it's a Netflix exclusive. You can't watch House of Cards on a different one because it's there. Of course, there are different places around the internet where you can find them illegally, but not that I'm promoting that.
We do not condone illegal watching.
We don't. But, I mean, people will pay for these services. Yeah. Or another thing I noticed that, like, I think they announced that Star Wars was going to be on Prime, but not Prime, sorry, on Netflix, but they weren't going to release it for the U.S. until, like, I don't know, a certain couple of months after another country got it. So people were making accounts but faking where their location was so that they can get things
that
other countries
can't. I've never done that before. What?
Well, I think I've just opened
faking
your eyes.
Faking your location?
Yep, faking your location.
I've totally never done that to watch Doctor Who 3 hours early.
No. I mean, like, certain countries have access to certain TV shows.
I know. Oh. I've used it before for that.
Oh, my God. No. Clearly, I can't pick up on stuff. Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, that's a bit of a interesting one, so...
Yeah, what are we currently binging? What are you binging, Sam? You
right
binging
now,
anything?
I'm not binging anything, just because... Okay, take that back. I'm binging something, but it's not... on a streaming site. I've owned the Batman 1960s show box set, and my roommate had never seen it before, so I'm watching all of it with her.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm probably going to rewatch Stranger Things because it was that good.
Oh, so good.
She's also binging at the moment Star Trek Voyager, but I've already seen it, so I'm going to watch that again too. I binged, like, what are, okay. What are you binging at the moment, and what have you binged in the past?
Okay. I'm still binging Charmed, and I know y'all are gonna be like, Kaylin, you were binging that the last time we did this podcast 3 weeks ago. Yes, because I'm very slowly binging it, and Stranger Things came out, so I had to stop, and I had to watch Stranger Things. Anyway, I've been watching Charmed. I'm on season 5 now. There's 8 seasons, so it's like, it's a lot. I know some shows have more than that, and y'all are probably like, wow, lame. But yes, I'm on season 5 of Charmed. And I'm slowly making my way through it, and I really enjoy it. It's very episode of the week formatted in the beginning, and then it gets more thematic the farther you go along. And the relationships and the sisters, how they interact with each other, changes and develops over the seasons, and I enjoy watching that. So that's what I'm currently binging. I just did Stranger Things, and in the past, some binges that were really fun and that I did really fast were Gossip Girl, which I binged in like 2 weeks, which also was like a 7 season one, and I did that during like midterm time, so that was crazy. I binged Dance Academy, but y'all know how much I love Dance Academy.
Oh my god.
So good. So good. Shout out to Lindsay, who also loves it.
Oh, jeez. No. Whatever.
It's so good, Sam. Watch it. Well, everyone tweet at Sam and watch Dance Academy.
No.
And don't, then please don't. I've also watched Gilmore Girls, which, Sam, you gotta watch Gilmore Girls. It's so good. It's so good. You gotta watch it. Because Netflix is doing a revival of Gilmore Girls called Gilmore Girls A Year in a Life, which I have talked about many times. And they released the first page of the first script today, and it's already, like, giving me the feels. So, I'm really excited about that. So that was a binge that was fun. In the past, I've binged Torchwood. I did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I actually never finished because I got really annoyed.
I binged Buffy.
What else have I binged? Oh, I did, Broadchurch in a season 1. I watched, like, the first episode of season 2 and then stopped because of finals and all that stuff, but I'll probably get back to it when I'm done with Charmed. Broadchurch. Sam, you should watch Broadchurch.
Okay. I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
It's a British show, and it stars David Tennant. And it was run by Chris Chibnall, who was taken over Doctor Who.
Oh, Tennant. Yes. Okay.
It's about a murder in this small town.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, and they brought it to America and called it Grace Point and made it a little bit longer and also had David Tennant in it, but this time he plays an American. And it's not as good. I didn't think it was bad. But it definitely just wasn't as good as the British one, and they kind of changed the ending just a little bit, and it's like, I don't know. Just watch Broadchurch. Don't watch Grace Point.
Okay.
Take my advice. So, that's a good one. Highly recommend. Sam, do you have any binge recommendations?
First I'm going to think of all the shows that I binged. I binged Doctor Who.
I guess I've been binging it.
And it was really weird because decided and started at the same time. Lord. Decided that I was going to just binge it during Easter one year.
Oh,
and then the day it was on Easter, it was like spring break-ish type thing. The day that I finished binging it, the new episode was that night. And I had no idea.
Was that season 6?
Or
7 Perky?
No, it was the second Matt season.
That is season 6.
Oh, it is? Sorry. I'm
series
sorry.
6.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I am the luckiest woman on the face of the earth. So that happened. Binge-watched all of Supernatural. Not all of it. I binge-watched, like, up to season 8, because that's what was out at the time. I binged X-Files. Star Trek. All of the Star Treks, which is quite a lot of episodes. Oh my gosh. I'd already seen it, but I rewatched all of Twilight Zone. I like a lot of older stuff. I just did Stranger Things. Apart from that, that's all I've binged so far. I've binged some anime, some cartoons. I watched all of Steven Universe in about a matter of like a day. Which you should watch, Steven Universe.
I've heard it's really good. You're not the first person to tell me to watch it.
Oh god, watch Steven. Anyway, so yeah, that's all I've binged.
Cool. Sam, question for you.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to start binging Star Trek, where should they start? What's a good season? Maybe if you don't want to watch everything, what's like the best series that they should, that people should watch?
That's a good question. I mean, everyone would probably say, if you don't want to watch all of it, I mean, that's kind of hard. At least check out the original series.
Okay.
The original series is hilarious. It's ridiculous. But if you want to get into something that's, because that's obviously what started everything, if you wanted to actually start going show by show, probably jump into Next Generation. Because from there on, everything kind of references back. But if you hadn't seen any of the original series, like, you should be fine. Enterprise is the prequel to all of it, but it was the last one made. So you don't need to watch Enterprise first in order to understand the original series, because they both have, like, nothing to do with each other.
Okay.
So, yeah. Don't have to watch it in that particular order. But that's a good question. Mm. Yay!
I ask good questions sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, so that's currently the things that are bingeable at the moment. Ooh, binge watch Vikings. Vikings is also very good. Vikings is on Prime, though.
Yeah.
Vikings is on Prime. Let's move on to three favorite things.
I have mine.
I have mine.
Well then.
It's a standoff. I don't know. That was kind of dumb. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. So, do we want to just go back and forth?
Yeah, let's go back and forth.
Okay, that's what we did last time. So, I have been currently obsessed with one show on a channel called A&E. And the show is called Escaping Polygamy. I don't think I talked about this in the last
one. Escaping Polygamy.
If you have not seen the show, you are not living. So,
never seen it
before. Oh my gosh.
Never heard of it before.
It's not Breaking Amish. People seem to think I'm talking about Breaking Amish. It's not Breaking Amish. Two different things. Escaping Polygamy, Breaking Amish. Two different things, two different channels. Very different. Very different. I'm talking about Escaping Polygamy. So, in Escaping Polygamy, it's similar to, like, all those other TLC shows or other channels where it's just, like, you know, they follow people around and it's reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about these group of girls who broke out of this polygamous cult called the Kingston Clan in like, the Salt Lake Valley. And they are helping other people also escape this polygamous cult order that, you know, marries off young girls to guys that are in their 40s and marries kids off to their, you know, half-siblings. And there's a lot of, like, incest and just abuse and just horrible things that happen in this cult. And it's about these girls who try to help these people escape. And it's just fascinating, and it's really interesting, and they try to do everything legally. It's really, really fascinating. And every episode, you know, kind of follows a different person, them trying to help a different person escape. And not every story is like, they escaped and their lives are great now. There have been episodes where they help this one girl escape, and then she ended up going back. Because she wanted to marry her cousin. Her dad didn't let her, and then he told her she could. And then she went back. So there's lots of... She helped this one family escape from a different polygamous cult, and then they also returned back to their cult. Yeah. So it's really interesting, and not every story is your, you know, happy success story. It's kind of gritty, and it's really good. So, highly recommend. It's on every Sundays on A&E, and you can watch it on demand.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
It's really good.
So I played this weekend a game called Mansions of Madness. And it's made by guys who also did Arkham Horror. It's a huge game, and it took us like 3.5 hours to play it. Wow. But it was so much fun.
Are you going to bring it home for Christmas break?
It was $100. a little out of Sam's price range. But it was very, very fun. I enjoyed it a lot. Hopefully I will try and be able to play it again. But they were quite interesting. And it was cool because it's based off H.P. Lovecraft's horror monsters and Cthulhu and stuff like that. It's really, really interesting. I thought it was a lot of fun. Mucho fun.
Cool. Fun.
Go for it.
Okay. My next recommendation is a YouTube channel. I've been watching a lot of YouTube and Netflix recently. And a friend recommended this channel to me because I love doing nails and I love nail art. So the channel I've been watching is Simply Nailogical. Nailogical is one word. Mm-hmm. And it is so good. I have sat down and watched so many tutorials and videos. So it's just another one of those YouTube nail art videos, but except what I like about it is she shows you all of the steps of her process, and she shows you all of the times she messes up while recording. So she'll be like, no, this looks horrible. I'm going to take this off and then redo it. So she'll show you, like, every time she messes up instead of, like, most of these, instead of, like, Cute Polish, which is another YouTube channel that I love, where she shows you, like, you know, how to do it perfectly. Like, how to do perfect roses on your nails, how to paint roses. And then she'll show you this video, okay, look, it's perfect. But on Something Nailogical, she'll show you, like, oh, well, that didn't work. Like, nope, that's not going to do it. She shows you all of her trial and error, which I really appreciate. And she loves holographic glitter. It's, like, her thing. She loves hollow glitter. And I also love glitter of any types. So I've been really enjoying that. And some of her videos are a little bit more complicated nail designs than that of Cute Polish or other nail YouTubers. But she's really real and she doesn't take herself too seriously. She's the YouTuber that created Polish Mountain.
Polish Mountain. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's the Polish Mountain. She's the Polish Mountain girl. So if you look up Polish Mountain, she was the one who started it, and go watch her other videos on YouTube. They're all super great. Some of them are super easy, some are more complicated. But she's just super real and hilarious. So, Heather.
What do I recommend? I thought I had this down. Clearly I don't. Wow. Great job, Sam. I recommend... Oh! I think I might have said this before, but I'm just going to say as a reiteration. I've been doing archery. I have an archery membership, so I actually go to a range and I shoot. Go try archery. Go find a local place that'll let you do it. It's a lot of fun. It's really, 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 really relaxing, really, really calming. It's a lot of fun. Next time I go, I'll take some pictures and I'll post it on our Instagram and Twitter.
At Mars Podcast?
Wow, it's like you took the words right out of my mouth. At Mars Podcast.
Read your mind.
Follow us.
Follow us at Mars Podcast.
Go for it, darling.
Okay, my next recommendation is a product because my mom introduced me to this, and it's lovely. It's the Smith's Rosebud Salve.
Comes in a little tin. I have that. It's the best.
It's the best.
We'll take a picture and put it on Instagram.
I'll put it on the Insta. I'll try to make it look cute, although that'll probably fail. So you can buy it at Sephora. I know you can probably buy it at some other places, but it's kind of hard to find. But they sell it at every Sephora, like, near the register in that, like, impulse buy section. If they're, like, $7 and they make your lips all soft and smooth and taste and smell like roses. So you can also use it on your skin because it's like a salve. But I think most people just put it on their lips. But you can probably use it on your dry hands or feet if you were so inclined. So, that's my last recommendation. Any other updates? Sam?
I go on. Sorry. I'm trying to count cards. I am going to recommend this show that on, I believe it's on at about 45 minutes. Not 45 minutes. 15 minutes for me. It's called Ghost Hunters. Ghost Hunters is on Sci-Fi. This is the final season. If you haven't seen it, go watch it because it's hysterical. Because not only are the people on it really, really funny, at least I find them funny. Like, they're not trying to be funny, but they're funny. There's, like, music always playing in the background to try and, like, keep you creeped out. And then they'll go, what's that? And then the violin will pick up. So it's like, what I heard was violin. It makes no sense. But it's a lot of fun. And the show is crazy. So go watch it. It's on Wednesday nights on Sci-Fi. Yeah, Ghost Hunters. Good gosh. Great show. Great show.
Oh, goodness.
That's mine. Yeah, Ghost Hunters, yeah.
Alright,
cool.
So, that was the end of this wonderful episode.
We're sorry for this taking so long, but we're gonna try to put new eps up every Monday.
Eps.
Short for episode.
We're sorry.
We're trying.
I'm so sorry.
You're trying everything. But, hey. Alright. Social media. You can find us on Twitter at Morn's Podcast. Instagram at Morn's Podcast. Facebook. Morn's Try to Talk Good. And I'm still working on the Twitch thing. Still working on
it. Oh, Sam.
Hey, I'm busy. Leave me alone.
There's all these cool things you can do with Don't Starve on Twitch that, like, our audience could sabotage our game for us. That's crazy.
I don't want another Pedro. Padre, or whatever his name is.
Padre!
Ain't happening.
Don't Starve Padre. Update for me. I'm on a solo game that's on day 125.
I know, I'm so impressed.
I have died and resurrected myself several times at this point. The frog rain in spring is horrible. It happens twice. The farther you get into the game, the more often the frog rain comes during spring. And the hounds come like every 3 days. And the deer clops comes like 2 days into winter. It's like, it's terrifying.
That's awesome.
So that's where I am with that. So I think it would be really fun if we could eventually we'll Twitch it, and then we can have you guys, our listeners, help us or sabotage it for us. It'll be like total Hunger Games, like literal Hunger Games. So we'll see how that goes.
So great. So great. Oh, it makes me happy.
Okay. Let's close this thing down.
Alright, you shut it down. You're the best at this.
Alright, this has been Caitlin in California.
This is Sam in Spokane.
We are the Morns Try to Talk Good, and you will hear from us next week. We promise this time. Follow us on all the social media. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.